He calls that outrageous.
They're simply grasping at straws. They're trying to obviously divert all the attention from themselves who caused this.
Paul Evans' home was damaged when the hillside crashed in August. That damaged or destroyed three other homes. But Eagle Point Development says he overwatered his lawn. Evans claims Eagle Point had its own problems.
That 2003 report talked about underground water issues that they needed to properly drain from the hillside. None of that was done.
Eagle Point also blames a natural gas company, two geotechnical firms, and the local tennis club. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.